This is Sounds of Science. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, I'm Alex Filippidis. Winston Churchill's line about democracy being the worst form of government, except for all the others, has been more than put to the test in this crazy election. Among issues lost in the shouting, how to advance the U.S. basic research effort.
The next president is going to be aware that and have to act to assure U.S. continued preeminence in science and technology.
Mary Woolley, president of Research America, which advocates for medical and health research funding.
So there's some big picture issues that the president is going to be thinking about, and there is a place, an important place, for science and technology.
Not surprisingly, it all starts with money. Since the government shut down 3 years ago, research funding has gained support in Congress. It's one of the few issues that unites Republicans and Democrats these days.
Maintaining and encouraging young scientists, I think, is a big part of the reason why we've got to continue the momentum that was established in the last Congress. And I believe that the president would be wise to continue stoking that momentum and even challenge the Congress to do more.
Doing more, says Woolley, would include cutting NIH and FDA red tape and creating more incentives for public-private research partnerships.
There's an infrastructure to science that's creaky and needs attention, just like we have the built environment infrastructure with bridges collapsing and trains getting into wrecks and so forth.
Science hasn't had the attention paid to Clinton's deleted emails and that Trump tape. But the major party and third party candidates have taken notice, addressing 20 research and tech-related questions at sciencedebate.org. If research is to be a front-burner issue, says Woolley, researchers will have to get out of the lab and enter the public arena.
I think it's really important for members of the science community to say and convey to elected representatives that they too serve the public's interest and find ways to join forces.
Thanks for taking the time. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, Sounds of Science, I'm Alex Filippidis.